Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, let's take a ride. Don't you say a word, just get inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC Universe. That's right. We are here for episode 138 of the FWWC tonight. And obviously, this is going to be one of the biggest shows that we've had in quite a while, because this Sunday, one way or another, the FWWC brand battle is going to end. We've got three matches that are going to decide it. And as of right now, we know some of the competitors in at least two of those matches. A third, even for myself and my co-host, who I'll be bringing on here momentarily, are unknown. And that is the third and final match. That being said, obviously, we've got a lot to get to tonight. But before we go any further, we do need to go ahead and thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Make sure you check out Tuesday night's episodes. And again, if you are unaware, they did make the switch over to Tuesday nights back at the beginning of the year. Midwest Heroes featuring Al Stevens and Chico S. Loco. If I can put myself and Marcus Mayhem over a little bit here, the FWWC segment was fire. It was absolutely great night all around. Make sure you check it out. But without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on, he is the Red Brand General Manager and an individual I will be stepping in the ring with this Sunday, as I said, to help determine which brand is going to win this brand battle, Marcus Mayhem. Marcus, how are you doing tonight?
Curtis, I got to say, man, I haven't been this excited for a very long time, and it's true. We both are going to step into that ring, and it's anyone's guess who's going to win. I mean, we know on Red Brand who's going to win, but I think it's going to be a close match, Curtis. I think me and you both know with our pedigree, it's hard to choose.
It's definitely be interesting, and as anybody that saw the page earlier knows, I've kind of gone to a little bit darker place than I'm used to, but at this point, I've got to get back to who I was, because my time as general manager is just about up, and I will be coming back to main roster action here soon. But with that being said, we've got a lot to discuss. Primarily, and I see we've got a few people on hold. If you have not been on before, definitely go ahead and shoot me the last four digits of your phone number just so I can make sure I get marked down and get you on the line here. But we do have a few callers on hold here. But primarily, guys, what we want to go ahead and talk about is this Sunday at FWWC Royal Rumble. Now, obviously, some matches that have been happening this week had definite impacts on that. So we will definitely discuss that here as we get to those matches. But our primary focus is going to be this Sunday at FWWC Royal Rumble. And with that being said, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring on our first caller here, and we'll go ahead and talk to him about this Sunday and all the matches leading up to it, is a man who's a part of a new faction, shall we call them, in the FWWC. A man who he's held some championships, you know, he's, you know, made an impact in the FWWC even before joining this group, but now is where things are going to get real interesting. So without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on the man from Crystal Lake, Voorhees.
Curtis Black, Marcus Mayhem. Good evening to you both.
Good evening, Voorhees. Like we were saying, obviously a very busy week for everybody here in the FWWC as we're coming up to arguably the second or third, depending on how you look at our events, biggest event of the year for the FWWC, FWWC Royal Rumble. With that being said, you know, Marcus can give us a little bit more detail, but you know, this coming Sunday, Voorhees, what are we going to expect to see from you at FWWC Royal Rumble?
The most agonizing pain that I'm going to deliver to your champion, and listen up, Nightmare Jones, you will fall and you will experience that pain. But I want to say to Mr. Mayhem, that little stunt that you pulled tonight, you better be lucky that I didn't use my machete on you.
You know, Voorhees, let's be real. You know, I had to do what I had to do because technically, I mean, your group or faction, whatever you want to call it, Devil's Dynasty, is messing with my brand battle, and I don't see why you would kidnap someone off your own brand. Like, come on, use your brain, Voorhees. I mean, I know Curtis is back here laughing because he's wondering why would you kidnap someone who's vital to your brand battle.
Like, arguably one of your top superstars, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I know Curtis is concerned about, you know, where Sane is, and I'm kind of concerned. And that's why I had to take measures, and I had to remove you from your match tonight with Daniel Grimm because it has to start somewhere, and I can't let everyone see me just letting stuff like this slide. So I had to make a statement, and I sent you and your cheeseburger home.
You know about the cheeseburger. You're going to eat the cheeseburger. But what I'm going to say to you, it is that you have the strongest faction on the red brand that's going to help you to victory. So I will say this. Don't end up the cheeseburger.
You gonna take that, Marcus?
Oh, boy.
Are you a cheeseburger?
Voorhees, listen, Voorhees. You know, regardless of this whole cheeseburger conspiracy theory that you're throwing out here, I will be coming up for the Royal Rumble. So you better watch your back. And like I told El Diablo, I will find you guys. I've already dealt with you. There's more to be dealt with. So beware. I will be up there soon.
And I just want to say, you know, Voorhees, I'll give you guys credit where it's due. You guys have been a little powerful coming in, but two of your and I'm sure I'll get to talk to, you know, one of the people in the match, but a luchador did beat two of you guys at once tonight. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, you let him beat the brakes.
And as for you, Mayhem, I can find you faster than you can find me.
Find you easily. I will find you in the drive-thru at McDonald's. It's not that hard to find you, Voorhees. So the chances of you finding me is not as great as me finding you walking through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Let's just make that crystal clear, okay? Now, we got other people on hold, Voorhees. You got a big match with the Warriors Heart Championship, the Royal Rumble, Voorhees. What else do you got besides dismembering people?
I will see you this Sunday, and you will see a new champion as well. Nightmare Jones will fall.
All right. Well, strong words from Voorhees. We're going to go ahead and let you get out of here, Voorhees, as we do have a number of people, and I know, understand a few of them are on a little bit of a tight time frame here. So we're going to keep it moving. With that being said here, we're going to move on to our next caller. And this individual has, I believe, is going to be defending his hybrid championship this Sunday at Royal Rumble against Dougie Fresh. And I know it's against Dougie Fresh because I saw an interesting promo from Dougie Fresh today. And I'd like, we'll talk about that later. But without any further ado, allow me to go out and I believe this is correct. I'm sure I'll get corrected if it's not. The man who runs through the jungle, Malcat. Malcat, okay. How are you doing this
wrong,
evening?
Wrong. Curtis Black, you're wrong. Okay. It's a non-title match. Against Dougie Fresh.
Gotcha.
I've already beaten Dougie Fresh 3 times for the title twice. So this is a non-title match, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
You got it? Yeah. Right. Sorry. I'm talking to the voices in my head again. They don't stay away. Now, I know everybody wants to know what Sabre Zayn is. It's like the million-dollar question that's floating around the FWWC these days, right? Well, might know where he might be. I might be with him right now. But I'm the only one that knows that. So
Battlecat, you're telling me that the Devil's Dynasty.
What was I telling you?
You,
I tell a lot of people a lot of things.
No.
I telling you?
I can't believe that they put you in charge to watch somebody. Like Battlecat, last person. You can barely wash your ass, let alone watch somebody.
No,
Battlecat,
this ain't no babysitting gig. All right, I'm not sitting here putting a video game and a TV in front of this dude's face. You know, this is corporal punishment. I'm not babysitting anybody. If that's what
No. But here's the big question.
Is that what you're trying to say? Huh?
No, here's the big question, Battlecat. It was speculated. Listen.
No. Stop.
No,
you're getting the voices in my head wound up, man. You don't want to do that. Okay? Everybody wants to know where this guy is. And I'm going to tell you something. All right. What does the dynasty get? What do we get out of this if we tell you where it is? I'm not going to tell you for free. I got to get something out of this.
He'll find his way back home eventually. I can
offer you some clauses to mention.
If y'all obviously don't care where he is, then he can just stay where he is. That's fine with me. I don't care.
He'll find his way back home. I have faith in him.
Battlecat, I need you to answer this question. This has nothing to do about the location of Savior Saint.
Look. That's y'all boy, right? If that's your boy and you care about him, you're going to do what it takes to find him, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
He's strong enough that he's going to survive. Again, I don't have to worry about him because he knows how to handle himself, even if he's
And eventually he'll find his way home. Yeah, eventually I'm going to just like dump his ass out of a moving vehicle and walk his ass home. Apparently, that's what I'm going to do, right? Or apparently, that's what somebody from the dynasty is going to do, right?
I don't really care what you do.
What
I have my own concerns.
You know,
Marcus,
when me and him
can you deal with your...
I cannot get a question out because he won't just be quiet for a second, Battlecat. This is from the people. They want to know what made you join Devil's Dynasty. What gave
the incentive
of joining him?
People, you really think I give a shit about the people? Matter of fact, what people are we talking about here? What people?
Why did you join Battlecat? What's in
it
for
you? Does it matter? And is that a question that I have to answer?
You don't have to answer, but it just leaves the door open for people to roast you. We need answers.
Let me tell you something. Y'all need to be worried about what's going on here, you know. It's more at stake than just some dumbass question that you try to ask me. Am I right?
No, Battlecat, you're wrong.
Matter of fact, let's go talk to Xavier Saint right now. Should we go talk to him? You want to go talk to him? Y'all actually want to hear his voice and know that he's okay? Is that what you want?
Are you just trying to
is that what you want?
Scare people? Because I don't really care what you do, Balcat.
Yeah.
That's your boy, but you don't care about. Oh yeah. See, what? That's some kind of SOS. Twisted.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. See, unlike
Curtis,
you,
I'm not so sure about that.
SOS is some twisted ass family.
I am kind of worried. I mean, Battle Cat's known to tickle people and not in the way that you would think is pleasant. So,
yeah.
I am kind of worried for Saint. He might get the tickling that he wouldn't want to have on his best day. So, yeah,
but
I am kind of worried about it.
I also know I have a brother Grim out there hunting. So. While I'm here, you know, distracting you, Balcat, remember, I'm not the only other member of the family. So
okay.
I would be watching yourself because I'm sure there are people out looking for Saint. So
we'll
imagine that. Anyways, Balcat, we're going to have to get going here. But before I do, I'll give you one final chance here to talk to the people that you don't really like. But final thoughts for the FWWC universe before we let you go tonight.
Let me tell you something. You want to bring Bit back, Tinky? Because you say apparently Xavier Saint ain't the only one. Bring whoever. We'll rope this big ass up too. He ain't too big to get roped up.
All right. Have a good night, Balcat. And we have got a lot more people to go ahead and get to tonight. And we're going to keep it moving. Like I said, we are talking about FWWC Royal Rumble coming up this Sunday. And make sure if you are in the Kansas City area that you are getting down to Esports in Shawnee, Kansas. Going to be one of the best places to check out any WWE live event that's thrown there. But specifically this Sunday, FWWC Royal Rumble.
Hey, Curtis, you know what I like most about esports? The way you get treated. I love the way you get treated.
Too.
The drinks are good. The drinks are reasonably priced. And my number one favorite thing is the wings. I'm telling you, I usually get about four rounds of wings, a couple of drinks, and I'm good to go. So, hey, if you ain't been up there, I hit up. Get the wings, get the drinks, enjoy the company. It's going to be a great time.
That's the one rough part about being about 5 hours from Kansas City this time of year is I can't trust the weather enough to come down. I wish I could make it this weekend, but I know it's going to be an awesome time. If you're in the area, make sure you get out there and have a good time and obviously watch the Royal Rumble. And we're going to keep it moving here. Like I said, we have got another caller that we're going to go ahead and bring on the line actually pulled off a pretty big victory this evening. And I'll go ahead and let Marcus fill us in on what we're going to be looking at from this individual at Royal Rumble. But without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on member of La Familia, the Masked Assassin, Robert. Robert, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty fantastic after tonight.
As I mentioned,
now,
congratulations on your win and beating over Big T, but I'll go ahead and let Marcus kind of set the stage for us here for this Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday, Robert, you defend against Big T, someone who's, you know, I put him through the test. I put him through the gauntlet. I put him through everything to get a shot at the European Championship. He has clawed and really just, he's earned his shot. Let's just break it down. He's earned his shot. The guy's hungry. He's ready to take that title from you. What do you got to say to Big T?
But see, that's where you just kind of messed up right there because he's not going to take that title. So that little, that Method Clinic fucking Walmart clearance mask looking so-called FICA Big T basically sold his soul to the Devil's Dynasty, and he thinks now he's all big shit. All he is the same old little thug that he just been. He just got a mask from Walmart clearance And he thinks now he's big shit because he decided to sign himself with a bunch of groupies that can hang all over his little, you know, career that he can feed off, they can feed off of. But Big T didn't fail to realize the stipulation on the match tonight was to pick the stipulation for a Royal Rumble, because I'm tired of the little boring little matches. Since we have a title on line, we need to spice it up. So, if he is listening, and I'm pretty sure he is listening one way or another, I want to put him in a little Hell in a Cell match where his groupies can't get in.
So, there's like two possibilities there. Are we looking at a cage match or are we looking at a Hell in a Cell match? Which are we looking at?
Hell in a Cell match. Where he is trapped in, nobody can get in, nobody can get out. It's going to be decided pinfall submission, clear cut, no interference.
So, Robert, you feel any pressure, you know, this being your first major title run and, you know, you have someone like Big T coming after you, feel any pressure to kind of not be the one and done title holder?
Yeah, it's a pressure because he did prove himself. You did put him through the ringer, the gauntlet, to prove himself, because he thought he can do the little bait switch and thinks he can automatically get it. So you put him through the test, he passed, so he deserves a shot. But my title shot's not one and done.
Okay. So, I mean, with that being said, Robert, obviously a lot running on this Sunday, and, you know, best of luck to you. With that being said, any final thoughts for the FWWC Universe before we let you go here as we move on to our next matches and our next caller?
The Devil's Dynasty's going to walk in the world, or walk out of the Royal Rumble, basically, the thing we've walked in. They're going to be all title. Well, they're going to be title lit except for Battlecat. He's going to hold that hybrid title until I come after him, because I am the number one contender for the hybrid title just as well.
Okay. Well, definitely motivated going in. So, Robert, we do want to thank you for joining us here this evening, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Well, lots of obviously big things going on here. And I am actually going to go ahead and jump in here for just a moment, as I do believe intern Timmy, go ahead and hit that for me if you would. All right. So we have the first of two big announcements that I'll be making here for the show that will have impacts, one of which will have an impact tomorrow night, but ultimately both have an impact on this Sunday at FWWC Royal Rumble. And the first announcement is going to involve the competitors that are going to be involved in the U.S. title match on the red brand. Now, you see a little bit under the radar on the blue brand, we've been having a little bit of competition here since the last Pick'em, as you know, in one of the mystery boxes, I did pull a mid-card title challenge that had to be completed by the end of Royal Rumble. And so at the end of tonight, we did determine who that competitor was going to be. And this Sunday, joining the U.S. Championship match will be none other than the FHC champion, Hardcore Haas, who never actually lost his United States Championship as it was switched over to Red Brand, and he will be fighting to take that back. Any thoughts, Marcus Mayhem?
You know, it's a wise choice. I think it's a very strong choice. Hardcore Hoss is nothing to sneeze at. He's a proven competitor. But I think, you know, my brother Hilldale and especially Madman Joe, the incredible run as United States champion, I think he'll hold his own. And, you know, now it's kind of a, you know, got to keep it on Red now regardless. But it's going to be an interesting match. You know, we got three heavyweights in there, so it'll be one to watch. But I think, you know, my boys will come out on top.
And with that being said, I do want to go ahead, and I know we're going to be getting to another big announcement, not made by me this time, but another big announcement here momentarily. But I do want to go ahead and actually give the current United States champion a chance to respond to the news that he will now also be facing Hardcore Hoss this Sunday for the United States Championship. So without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on the United States champion, Madman Joe. Madman Joe, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I was doing pretty good until you just announced that.
Hey, I say it was gonna either be you or it was gonna be the Battlecat defending the hybrid. And you know, I went to Hardcore Hoss at the end of the night, and you know, he had earned the opportunity, so I gave him his choice, and he chose to go after the United States Championship. So you know, you'll definitely get your chance to express your displeasure with him on Sunday. But with that, I guess I'd be remiss to ask, you know, I would love your reaction to that and your thoughts on Hardcore Hoss as a competitor.
Well, first of all, I'd like to appreciate Marcus of my hard work as the United States champion that he thinks I'm going to pull it off this Sunday. But I've also just realized that Madman Joe is also in back in the corner. I'm facing Heel Hero and Hardcore Hoss, two members of La Familia. So, but now it's going to be a triple threat. So, with triple threat rules, it is going to be no disqualification. So, one way or another, the United States Championship is staying on the way to Madman Joe. And as for Heel Hero,
Curtis, did you catch any of that, Curtis?
I caught most of it, but I also have a headset on, so.
I mean, I do too, but, you know, I don't know if it was just me or did we both have some sound issues. It just sounded like it was, you know, Charlie Brown's mom on the other side, so I couldn't really understand what was going on. But, you know, whatever it was, I'm sure it sounded good. I'm sure it was some good points.
All right. Well, Madman Joe, we'll give you a one final opportunity here. And then, like I said, we've got some big news coming on. But any final thoughts for the FWWC universe as you head into not only your UHC championship match that you'll have with Bishop here this Sunday, but as well the United States Championship match?
One thing I got to say is I got my work cut out for me, and so I hold back because I'm coming into the Royal Rumble ready to rock and roll and ready to rumble. And I will really take my United States Championship, and I will be walking out the new UHC champion.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here, Madman Joe. And we will go ahead and talk to you on Sunday. With that being said, like I said, I know we are going to have some news announced here momentarily. So intern Timmy, I know you better have the right music queued up. I'm not going to take the harassment for this if you don't have the right thing queued up. We're working on getting confirmation. I don't want to get... Intern Timmy, you need to figure out what's going on here. But we will get this taken care of here. So, Intern Timmy, go ahead and hit the music. We will go ahead and bring our guest on and get the big announcement. But without any further ado,
Viva la raza!
Elmata Ratas. Good evening, Elmata. How are you doing this evening? Hello, Elmata.
What makes it so good? What makes it so good? Are you deaf? What kind of headphones are you using? You've been picking them up on the, around the corner at freaking Quick Trip? You can't afford to order a good pair of headbuds? What is so good about tonight? Why don't you tell me that, Curtis Black?
Oh, I thought we've had great callers. I thought we've had a very good podcast so far. I definitely say that.
We? You called it? Marcus Mayhem has been carrying you from the moment that you joined the FWWC Tonight podcast. We? You should be lucky that you're even allowed in the studio.
He ain't wrong about that.
You've lost to Mayhem. You've lost to Mayhem Dark. Now you're going to lose to the general manager. We all know it, and you're acting cool and calm and collected because you're trying to hide the fact that you know that when it comes to your in-ring career, Curtis Black, you're nothing more than a dirty, stinking rata. We all know it. So why don't you spare me the pleasantries, and let's get down to business. You got questions for me or what?
We've been told that you have an announcement regarding the mystery match that will be happening at FWWC Royal Rumble.
Straight to business with you always. Mayhem, I don't know how you put up with this insolence. I really don't understand it, Chico. I really don't.
I like the extra money.
Well, that is what it's all about, isn't it, at the end of the day? Well, listen. I'm going to do my best not to overburden the members of the FWWC, you see, because I have been burdened. I've been burdened with the responsibility of making the final decision as to how we're going to settle 12 months of beef. And if you wonder what I'm talking about the FWWC brand battle that I've seen many victims along the way. You see, amigos, there are people who started this battle that will not finish it. Like every great war of the past, there are always going to be casualties. People who think they're here for the long haul, but they get wounded physically, mentally, but around here, especially emotionally. And no matter how many times I yield the warning, leave your feelings at the door. Somebody happens to always end up upset about things, don't they? Well, if I cared, I probably wouldn't be here anymore. But because we do have to get straight to business, Mr. Black, allow me to share this breaking news that I, myself, El Mata Rata, the greatest competitor in the history of the FWWC, was tasked to handle. You see, because Mills and the Clown and good old Night Owl couldn't figure it out without my help. And isn't it always like that? When you guys get in trouble with your people in the locker room, at the end of the day, who has to throw out your trash? Me. That's who. And Mayhem, you get a pass because you've taken out a good amount of trash of your own. But as far as I can tell with you, Curtis Black, you stockpiled it and you managed to make it all the way to the finish line somehow, some way, by the skin on your upper lip, you bitch. Now that I've got my pleasantries out of the way, shut up. No one cares. The third and final match that will decide the closest brand battle in FWWC history is a match that is already booked, ladies and gentlemen. You see, because neither of you, and all due respect to you, Mayhem, but you've got a lot to learn. have done your job in making sure that we uphold the top championship in the FWWC, a title that I have bled for myself. You see, you allowed people like Funky Flex and Nightmare Jones to become Warrior's Heart champion. People who talk the talk but hardly walk the walk. And the true colors came out on you, Nightmare Jones. You had nothing on Imata except a match that I was forced to lose to end ECW once and for good 3 years ago. And what? Racist jokes and mariachi music. You uncultured West Virginia swine. See, ladies and gentlemen, the match that will decide one third of the FWWC Brand Battle Final at FWWC Royal Rumble is none other than the Warrior's Heart Championship match. You see, there's going to be blue, there's going to be red, there's going to be Mata. And whatever brand walks away winning that match, red or blue, will have one more feather in their cap towards claiming FWWC Brand Battle 2019/2020. Motherfucking mic drop, bitches. La Familia for life.
You see, that's how you make a statement.
Wow.
Boom.
Okay.
Fervor. I like this idea. Oh,
well,
okay. And I know what's going to happen, but I got to ask Mata a question. Are you still there, Mata?
No, I'll bring him back on.
Okay.
He's back.
Only
on
for you, Mayhem. Only for you.
I got a question. With this big news, this big announcement for the Warrior's Heart Championship, how do you feel about the competitors? We have the champion, Nightmare Jones. We have the newly acquired on Red Brand, El Diablo. We have Voorhees. We have one of our loathed saviors of funk enemies, Saint, and a couple more bums on Blue Brand. How do you feel about these competitors going into the Royal Rumble?
Let's be specific. Who do you really want to know about, Mayhem? Let's not beat around the
you
bush, because time is money, Chico.
We've gone back and forth about Saint, but the one person I want to talk to you about is your own brother, Nightmare Jones. He cut a promo, a scathing promo about you.
I said everything I have to say about Nightmare Jones. Rewind the tape. Give me somebody else.
Also, El Diablo. He's coming here. He's acting like he owns the place. He's challenged everyone. He's stepped everyone. He thinks he's the king around here.
I don't talk to people who have never won a championship in this group. I refuse to even address. See, let me put it in terms that you can understand, they say. When you're Michael Jordan, you don't give a shit about Zion Williamson. You understand me? This kid's hardly had a chance to get a hair on his testes, and you want my opinion on him? He's got great camera tricks, and he seems to know how to tell a story. That's all well and good. I've seen a lot of people come in and do the same thing. Longevity is key, ladies and gentlemen. And poisoning the water and recruiting the weak isn't something new around here. I'll let you know when you impress me, Diablo. I'll give you guys one more. Then time is up.
Daniel Grimm.
Oh, my old rival, Daniel Grimm. Now we're talking. You see, for many, many, many a moon, I've been waiting and hoping and praying that there would be somebody in the FWWC as ruthless and as heartless as yours truly. And I have to say, I've done a pretty good job of breeding up my own crop in La Familia Worldwide, headed by one of the nastiest, meanest, greatest general managers of all time in Marcus Mayhem. And I must tip my cap to good old Rick Maverick, who came in and showed me a little something. The recent outburst of success of Hardcore Hoss, you deserve that match you just got tonight, Hoss. Don't let anybody tell you different.
But outside La Familia, there's hardly been a rose that grew from concrete. I thought Saint was that for a while, but his bitch ass got kidnapped. How do you have a fucking bald spot when you're 24, but you get kidnapped? You can't get kidnapped if you're a grown man. It's freaking embarrassing, Curtis Black. And instead of sitting here hosting the freaking podcast and having a good time, why aren't you out there looking for him, huh? Are you too preoccupied with this brand battle? Too busy worried about mayhem? Because that's what it feels like to me. See, I'm not buying your act. But no, Daniel Grimm is different. He is the one that craves blood, just like yours truly. So I tip my cap to the triple champion, a man who started in this company with nothing, just like me, and is well on his way to building a legacy, just like me. But don't get it twisted. See, this time there'll be no interference from the circus. Get it straight. I will not for one moment be distracted and leave my brother Mayhem to fend for himself. By hook or by crook, it'll never happen again, Mayhem. That's a promise. And I'm going to prove that to Daniel Grimm, Savior Saint, you, Curtis Black, and the whole FWWC, that at the end of the day, the lifeblood of the FWWC is none other than La Familia worldwide. Anything else would be uncivilized. I'm done here. Buenas noches, ratas.
Marcus, anything? Or we'll just keep moving here.
You know, they say El Mato is rough around the edges. It's because of it's for a reason. They, I don't know, people just look at him the wrong way. It's not evil. It's none of that. He's passionate. He's passionate about this group, and he does whatever it takes to get everyone in the same boat. People don't realize that. They just look at the bad. Do you realize that, Curtis?
I mean, I get where you're coming from. I mean, I don't know. Let's keep moving. We've got people on hold. I know I'm not to downplay his point because you're right, but we've got people to get to. Anytime he comes on, I get a little shaken up. So it's an experience every time Mata comes on. We'll say that. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and bring on, I've got a couple of people we want to bring on, but first I'm going to bring on somebody I know is short on time. I did let them know we'd get them on next year. So, without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on another member of La Familia Worldwide. The one, the only Mr. Number One, Heel Deal. Heel Deal, how are you doing this evening?
Mr. Number One is here.
Oh, we have to introduce him properly. You know, intern Jimmy, what we need to do is we need to get a flute. We need to get the flute to summon Mr. Number One.
Yeah, intern Jimmy has no idea what you're talking about, so.
You must be living under a rock, Curtis.
Hey, you know. Rock, kids, same difference. Anyway,
that's okay.
Heel Deal. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, you know, I'm sure you've got big plans as all of the FWWC superstars do for this Sunday FWWC Royal Rumble. Why don't you go ahead and let us know what you've got coming this Sunday?
Well, this Sunday, I mean, about an hour or so ago, I thought it was going to be the Heel Deal against Madman Joe. And now it's a triple threat match for the FWWC United States Heavyweight Championship. It is going to be Madman Joe. It's going to be the Heel Deal. And now it's going to be Hardcore Hoss, a brother who has at the last minute interjected himself in the match. Rightfully so, he never lost that title. Never lost it. Deserves to get it back. But it pains me, it pains me, it pains me that he had to seize this opportunity on my day, on my night, because unfortunately, on Sunday night, Madman Joe not leaving with the U.S. belt. Hardcore Hoss not leaving with the U.S. belt. Only one man, number one, is leaving with that title strapped around his waist, and that is the heel deal, baby, because it's time. It's time to not just be number one on the posters, number one in the backstage locker room, on the display above the locker. It's time to once again be number one because championship gold is around my waist.
I want Haas to pull it off, but I'm a little nervous because
of course you have got
the passion.
Come on, it's heel deal's time. And as much as Madman Joe has had an incredible run as United States champion, I got to say, this is heel deal's moment. He's been so close for the past couple months. I think this time he's going to pull through. He's going to surprise everyone, catch him off guard, and come out with a big, big-time win.
See, that's the only thing. The only thing, Marcus, my brother, my friend, it's never a surprise. It should never be a surprise when the heel deal comes up big, because that's how you become Mr. Number One. You show up, you win the titles, and you leave the winner, the best, the champion, baby.
All right. Well, I think we're going to keep it moving. So one last final chance, final pitch to the FWWC universe before this Sunday here, heel deal.
The final pitch, the final statement, it's simple. It's really simple. You sit, you watch, and you pay attention. Because if you want the United States title after Sunday, there's one man you're going to have to try and beat. And you won't, because he's number one. He's the heel deal. Boom!
Wow. It's been an awesome, wow. I'm going to be watching ringside for that match. Not because I have a vested interest in it or anything. I mean, I kind of do. But I will be ringside because that match is going to steal the show. Those three competitors are going to put on a hell of a show here. But we're going to take a quick break before we hit another breaking news here to thank our sponsors again, the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee. If you missed it, make sure you go back and check the replay either on the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee Facebook page or on their YouTube page, WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee. Episode 282, Midwest Heroes featuring Al Stevens and Chico S. Loco. And let me also, again, strongly recommend, due to our partnership with WrestleTalk Podcast, the WrestleTalk Podcast and FWWC Watch Party at Esports in Shawnee, Kansas. Make sure you check it out. It's going to go ahead and looking for the kind, also sponsored by Kincaid and Royals Mill Transportation. Make sure you guys are giving them some love. If you're in the KC area, make sure you are getting out there. If the weather was a little bit more predictable, I would absolutely be there. But make sure you are getting there this Sunday for the FWWC and WrestleTalk Podcast Watch Party for FWWC Royal Rumble.
No excuses. We got the food. We got the drinks. We have the local Midwest talent coming in to sign autographs, your favorite FWWC superstars. We got everything you need. We got the watch party. We got games. I mean, we got great deals on games. We got the Xbox going. We got Fortnite. We got everything. We got arcade games. I mean, whatever you need, it's going to be there Sunday. So be there or be square.
You're 100% right. If you are in the area or if you are within driving distance, make sure you get there. But we're going to keep moving here. Intern Timmy, go ahead and hit it for me again if you would. All right, so actually I have two more announcements, so I'm going to go ahead and hit one here, and we'll hit one at the very end of the show. The next announcement is regarding the match that now is suddenly, while always important, that much more important regarding the FWWC brand battle, and that is the Warrior's Heart Championship. Now, for the blue brand, the only competitor that had been announced besides Nightmare Jones and Daniel was Daniel Grimm. I'm here to announce the final two competitors, and as a little bit of a strategic ploy on my part, I am going to go ahead and put in Hardcore Hoss and Hardcore Sis into the Warrior's Heart Championship match, making the blue brand competitors Nightmare Jones, the current Warrior's Heart Champion, Daniel Grimm, Hardcore Hoss, and Hardcore Sis.
Am I supposed to be get excited about this?
I assumed you'd have some type of reaction. I don't know.
No, I can't have a reaction to they're my brothers. They're in La Familia, but let's get real. I mean, Hardcore Hoss and Hardcore Sis, they are going to smell that championship. It's not coming back to blue. The championship is coming to red. My guys are going to beat up Blue Brand. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead. We've got one final caller we're going to go ahead and bring on the line here, and then we will go ahead and get to the final announcement. But without any further ado, allow me to go ahead and bring on what seems to be the leader of the Devil's Dynasty, El Diablo. El Diablo, how are you doing this evening?
I'm a little frustrated with how long I had to wait, but if you ask me, for as much as you talk about me and my dynasty, this should be called the Devil's Dynasty segment.
Well, I mean, seeing that you probably, traveled through time. I don't know how you traveled, through taxi or whatnot. There's some kind of like space taxi you take, but it's a good reason that the Devil's Dynasty has been brought up so much, because you guys have been causing so much chaos. You've stirred the pot since you've gotten here. You've kidnapped people. You've, blood sacrifices, all this weird shit you're doing. I mean, what's up with all that? You're taking over everybody.
Well, first off, before I say anything, are you sure the lines are on lock? Because I wouldn't want Savior Saint to cut me off again like last time. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, we all know you kidnapped him. Me and my brothers are going to find him. Don't worry. It's just a matter of time before we figure out where you're holding him, and we'll get him back. But with that being said, obviously, you have an opportunity. Again, we're here to talk about Royal Rumble, so I'm going to get cut to the chase because we're getting close to short on time. So this Sunday, as somebody who, is still very new to the group, you're getting an opportunity that not many people with your length of time in the group are given, which is an opportunity to compete for the Warrior's Heart Championship. So I want to hear your thoughts on that match and the competitors who'd be involved in it here. Like I said, we have short time, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I have a few words, but I had three matches that night. But I will answer yours first. The Warrior Heart Championship match. If you ask me, I'm not really too worried about that one, for there are two chances of me winning. You see, either I could win myself and make everybody look like fools for wasting their time for 12 months, or I could just have my monster, Voorhees, win it as well. And if he wins, we all win, which I will be happy.
Marcus Mayhem, any questions for El Diablo here?
I do. What is your end game, El Diablo, as you being the leader in Devil's Dynasty? What's your plan? You must have some kind of master plan. You've recruited some people, you've kidnapped people, you've done all this stuff. What what is the end game? What are you looking to achieve in FWWC? Because it seems like winning championships isn't on the top of your list.
You see, that's what I like about you, Marcus Mayhem, is that you pay very close attention to detail. But one thing I do not like about you is all the shit you talk about to me. And as for my end game plan, I don't think I could let anybody know about that just yet. But one of my main priorities is the FWWC itself. You see, why would I want to conquer silly belts and all that other silly shit when I could just conquer the whole entire universe as a whole? And I plan on doing it. Well, I plan on starting it this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. You see, after tonight, you see, my brother Zozo, unfortunately, he lost the match. I heard you guys earlier thinking that we both lost the match, but no, I'm sorry, my brother did. And trust me, he will pay for it. But this Sunday, I feel very sorry for everybody. Everybody in the Warrior Heart Championship match, Mr. Theory in our Lumberjack match. But one match in particularly really sticks out to me. And that match, Marcus Mayhem, will be the beginning of my end game plan when I win that golden ticket.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean,
and one more thing. And one more thing, Marcus Mayhem. You are a part of that plan.
Ma'am.
What? How the hell am I supposed to be part of a plan that I don't care about? That makes no sense. I don't care about no stupid plan. All I know is that I'm going to get rid of this Devil's Dynasty because it's become a cancer on my red brand. And it's going to be because of you guys that if the brand battle is lost, because you guys did something so stupid and kidnapped Savior Saint. So trust me.
No.
It's the beginning.
No. That is where I'm going to cut you off. You see, Savior Saint is the one who did the stupid nonsense by cutting me off last week. It all started with this silly little fucking, I don't even know how to explain it. He gets so high, he just babbles on and on and on. And at first, I thought it was quite funny. But for him cutting me off last week, he had to pay for it. And I'm sorry, but I have no idea where he is right now. You might want to ask the Battle Cat that. Oh, wait, you hung up on him. That was our only chance of finding out. Look at this foolishness that you brought upon yourself, Marcus Mayhem. You see, it really, at first, I did not have a problem with you. The reason I got a problem with you is because at the brand pick'em, you picked somebody right after me that has shown absolutely nothing. He wasted my time just like Deary does. And now you will pay for all of my wasted time. And don't worry. You might not want to know about this stupid plan. You might not want to be a part of it. But when the time comes, my brother, you will have no choice.
Okay, so I'll just do this because I know it's you've seemingly been recruiting. So I'll give you an opportunity to make your final pitch. Like I said, we're short days away from Royal Rumble. Final thoughts for FWWC competitors, the FWWC universe, whoever you would like to speak to now before we let you go this evening.
I guess I would like to have a word with all of you, for I know there is multiples listening right now. After this Sunday, actually I'll do it at the end of the program Sunday. This will be my final invitation for all of you to join the Devil's Dynasty. For if you do not, I promise you, I don't know how to promise anymore. You will all suffer very, very much. So like I said, Sunday, after the event, after everybody is beaten and bruised, I will be sending out an invitation to each of you individually. You can accept or you can decline. You can join or you can beware. But all in all, join before it is too late.
All right. Well, with that being said, El Diablo, we'll go ahead and thank you for joining us here this evening. We're going to go ahead. I know we have one final announcement that needs to be made here. So we're going to go ahead and make that momentarily. And if we can hold on long enough, we might be able to get one last caller in here. We'll see if I can get him or not. He said he's a little bit away from home, but we might not be able to get him tonight. But we're going to go ahead and start with the breaking news. So one more time, intern Timmy, if you would. All right. The last
this is like a
bit,
record.
It is. It's been a crazy night. But we have one last announcement to make regarding this Sunday, and it's actually going to start tomorrow night at FWWC Worlds Collide. And what we are going to see is this. No, we were not able to determine the blue brand representative for the FWWC women's match to help decide the brand battle tonight. One woman was eliminated from that, and that hardcore sis was pinned by both Lilith and Fallen. So tomorrow night we will see Lilith versus Fallen. Winner takes all. Whoever walks out of that will go to FWWC Royal Rumble to fight for the blue brand to help bring the brand victory home.
You know, Curtis, I got to say, Curtis, with all these breaking news, little intros you've been doing, I like it. I personally like it. I don't really compliment you much, but, you know, this is huge. I mean, it's a lot riding on these two women. And, you know, who knows? That's what's fun about this is you don't know which match is going to be the one that puts them over. You don't know if it's going to be our match. Maybe it's the women's match. Maybe it's the Warriors Heart Championship match that's going to break the tie if there is one. So it's pretty much pressure on everyone, and that's what makes this the most exciting fantasy wrestling group in the world.
And let's not forget, it is FWWC Royal Rumble, so it's going to be a long night, and there can be momentum swings either way, and it is going to be 100% the person who can come out with that last little momentum, the last little bit to push them over the edge to get that victory. So I'm nervous. I'm excited. I cannot wait for Sunday to get here. I'm trying to burn a little bit more. I know the individual in question is about to call in, and I know he is going to have thoughts because he's got a lot riding on this Sunday, so we're going to kind of burn a little bit more time here as intern Timmy reaches out to him and make sure we can get him on the line, as he is a multi-champion in the FWWC and obviously somebody who is going to be challenging for the FHC Championship, defending the FWWC Legends Championship, defending the FWWC Tag Team Championship, challenging for the FWWC Warriors Heart Champion, championship. Obviously, we're, you know, from that indication, everybody would know we're waiting on Daniel Graham. He should be getting on here momentarily. As far as I'm aware, he is, you know, trying to get into the studio as we speak. Come on, Daniel Graham, get in here so we can interview you and get on out of here for the evening. Intern Timmy, what do you got? Come on. Anything? Anything from Daniel Graham?
He's probably out doing what you should be doing, and that's looking for your brother.
Yeah, he probably is. Look, that's what I said. I'm sure that's where he's been going, and I'm sure that's why, you know, it's taking him a while to get on here. So, you know, we're trying to give him a chance. I know he wants to address, you know, the situation with Dave. Oh, it looks like we've got him, so let me go ahead and bring on, without any further ado, again, multi-champion, a man I'm sure was out looking for Savior Saint here, Daniel Graham. Daniel Graham, how are you doing this evening?
I've had better days, but I walked away with a couple wins, trying to get refocused on what's going on. How are you guys doing?
Be careful, incoming thrust.
I mean, watch yourself, Marcus.
All right, so I mean, lots going on tonight. We'll catch you up, as obviously, like I said, you're probably a very busy evening, as we're gonna be busy when we leave here tonight. But we saw, you know, breaking news that we are gonna have Hardcore Haas challenging for the United States Championship at FWWC Royal Rumble. You know, Hardcore Haas and Hardcore Sis joining yourself and Nightmare Jones representing the Blue Brand for the Warrior's Heart Championship. And that being the third mystery match for the brand battle. And then finally, you know, Fallen and Lilith facing off for the opportunity to represent Blue Brand this coming Sunday. They will fight tomorrow night at Worlds Collide. General thoughts on that. Also, your matches this coming Sunday.
Well, I mean, congrats to everybody that's in the matches that they're in for the Royal Rumble. You know, Haas, Sis, this, you know, me and you, we got some problems, but you know, I don't really care for you anyways. Haas, you're going into the U.S. championship match. That's the title that, you know, if you win it, I'm gunning for your ass again, just like I'm gonna take your FHC, and I'm gonna walk away with the Warriors, our championship. Yeah, you know, good job to everybody again, but come Royal Rumble, I'm gonna say it again, just like I've been saying for the past month. Daniel Grimm's walking out as Big Dick of the FWWC with 5 championships.
Daniel Graham, I've been looking on the thread, and it looks like someone by the name of Hardcore Haas is challenging you for the title of Big Dick.
Oh,
how do you respond
to that? Ain't nobody going to ever amount to the amount of Big Dickness that I have. He's big, but he ain't got the dick part about him.
There you have it. No one shall surpass Daniel Graham and his big dickness. You heard it from the source.
I don't know how we top that, so I'll just say, Daniel Graham, before we let you go, final thoughts for the FWWC Universe before Royal Rumble this weekend.
Like I said, I've said it before. I'll probably say it again later on. But you already know. However, to one of my opponents, Tank, I'm aware you're probably getting a little worried, thinking I probably forgot about that stipulation I'm able to pick. Don't worry. Keep an eye on the page, though. You'll find out real soon why you shouldn't have put yourself in this situation.
All right. Well, strong words from Daniel Graham. We want to thank you for joining us here. Good luck this Sunday, and we will see you this Sunday night, and I will see you after the show, and we'll go look for Saint some more.
All right, bro. See you at church.
All right. Well, with that being said, we are to the end of our show here. I do want to thank everybody that called in for joining us tonight. One last time before we go, we do want to thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, go back and check out the replay from this last Tuesday. And if you have not checked them out live and interacted with the show, make sure you do via, like I said, either the YouTube page, Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee, or on the Facebook page, Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. But episode episode 282 from Tuesday night, Midwest Heroes, featuring Al Stevens and Chico Osoco. And make sure you give some love to the Rust Talk podcast and the FWWC at the watch party at Esports this Sunday for the FWWC Royal Rumble. But with that being said, on behalf of Marcus Mayhem, I am Curtis Black. Thank you all for joining us, and we will see you this Sunday at FWWC Royal Rumble. Peace.
See you there.